今日的经文是记载在《使徒行传》三章22至26节。摩西曾说：主神要从你们弟兄中间给你们兴起一位先知像我，凡他向你们所说的，你们都要听从；凡不听从那先知的，必要从民中全然灭绝。从撒母耳以来的众先知，凡说预言的，也都说到这些日子。你们是先知的子孙，也承受神与你们祖宗所立的约，就是对亚伯拉罕说，地上万族都要因你的后裔得福。神既兴起他的仆人或作儿子，就先差他到你们这里来，赐福给你们，叫你们各人回转，离开罪恶。
You know, when Christmas time, we always hear about Jesus Christ either as the baby or as the Savior.
咁每逢圣诞节嘅时候，你听到关于耶稣基督咧，就系可能系一个婴孩，或者系一个
Savior
哦，救主。
But often we have not heard that Jesus Christ is also a prophet.
但我哋好少听到系话耶稣系一个先知。
See, Jesus comes.Not just as the savior or the sacrifice, but he comes as a prophet too.
咁耶稣不单止嚟到系作为一个救主，佢亦都作为一个先知咁嚟到我哋。
And on Wednesday QT, somebody asked, "What's the role or responsibility of a prophet?"
咁喺星期三喺 QT 嘅时候，有人喺度问：咁究竟先知要做啲咩嘅咧
？See a prophet. If you look at the Old Testament prophet and what they do, you'll find that the prophets.Job is twofold.
咁你见到有两重嘅，咁先知要做嘅喺旧约里边。
One it is they use the word of God that is revealed to them to warn the people.
有时佢哋系用神嘅话语去到去警告以色列民。
And then they also give them a hope as well and call them if they want God to bless them, they are to return to Him.
咁亦都有第二重咧，就系话系一个带出一个希望嘅信息，就系话佢哋去回转翻。
So in other words, the prophet is somebody who calls God's people, or even people who do not know Him. In the case of Jonah, he called the Ninevites to repent of their sin, and then if they do so, God will bless them.
咁例如话好似呢个约拿先知，就系叫啲人去翻转头，翻去神嗰度，咁令到神可以祝福佢哋。
And so there's a warning, and there's a message of hope.
有警告，亦都有呢个希望。
And this is what Peter is talking about this prophet Jesus Christ when he met this lame beggar.
咁呢个就系呢个好似系彼得嘅呢个信息，就系对住一个系瘸腿嘅一个乞丐咁样。
Peter's testimony about Jesus was that he is the fulfillment of the Old Testament's prophecies.
彼得就系话呢个预言就系藉着耶稣去应验嘅。
And he says, this man is like Moses the prophet.
又话呢个人就系似摩西，好似一个先知咁样。
Whom God sent to deliver Israel out of their slavery in Egypt.
系各。是好像摩西咁样去被神去差遣，是要由呢个埃及嘅奴役当中去拯救出嚟。
And we know that God called Moses to call the people out of Egypt because they were in bondage, as slaves there.
咁因为当时以色列人喺呢个埃及系好似系一个作为一个奴役，一个被捆绑。
And he is to call them to repent and turn to God and follow Him.
是要呼召，是要悔改，是要出来。
And when Peter was saying this to the people and to the lame beggar when he was going to the temple.
咁呢个就系、彼得系对住呢、这个呢啲群众，亦都系对住呢个乞丐呢个瘸腿嘅人系咁讲。
On his way to the temple, he met this beggar at a gate called Beautiful, begging for money.
咁呢个彼得系去圣殿嘅时候，系经过呢个叫美门一个地方，系遇到呢个乞丐，系要去求人去周济嘅。
And so this beggar saw them and called out to them and said, "Hey, give me some money."
咁呢个乞衣见到佢哋，就系见到就话希望俾啲钱佢。
And Peter said, "I have no money."
咁彼得就话我冇钱。
But in the name of Jesus, arise and walk.
不过就系我奉主耶稣嘅名叫你起来行走。
And when he did that, and the guy was healed, people around were surprised by the miracle.
咁当彼得咁做，嗰啲群众系好惊讶，彼得系可以咁样做。
And Peter told them, "Don't be surprised."
咁彼得就对嗰啲人讲系。为什么要去惊讶呢?
Because this is what the prophecies of the, that were made about him in the scriptures.
咁呢个系关于一个预言嚟嘅。
And that is God will raise up his servant he will send in first to you to bless you by turning each of you from your wicked ways.
他既兴起他的仆人先差差到你们这里来赐福给你们叫你们各人回转离开罪恶。
And the next thing he says, repent then and turn to God so that your sins may be wiped out. The times of refreshing may come from the Lord and that he may send the Messiah who has been appointed to you, even Jesus.
咁呢个好似呢个去耶稣系要去兴起呢个仆人要你哋再返嚟去到神嗰度。
Even Jesus.
尤其系耶稣。
What does that mean at the land he when he put even Jesus? That is even his own son, Jesus Christ.
尤其是他的儿子耶稣基督。
And so Peter says here in this short few verses that, you know, especially in verse 22, he says, this is a fulfilled prophecy.
尤其在22节他这样说，这个是一个预言是要应验的。
And this is the prophecy is about the coming of a prophet like Moses.
咁就话呢个好似像摩西嘅一个先知要来临。
And then he goes on in 24-25, he says that after that, all the prophets that follow, beginning from Samuel till the end of the Old Testament, and even actually in the beginning of the New Testament, John, the Baptist, they all spoke about this prophet.
佢系话，尤其喺撒母耳来嘅先知，凡说预言都系讲到呢啲嘢。
And then Paul in Romans 15:8, he says, or he confirmed this prophecy is fulfilled.
咁保罗亦都去再一次去验证话呢个预言系实现咗。
Because in Romans 15:8, he says, for I tell you that Christ has become a servant of the Jews on behalf of God's truth.To confirm the promises made to the patriarchs.
在罗马书十五章八节是这样说，我说基督是为神真理作了受割礼人的执事，要证实所应许列祖的话。
So Christ's birth is a fulfillment of this prophecy of God's prophets.
这个基督的出生是要应验先知所说的一个预言。
And he's like Moses calling the people out of their bondage.To sin.
好似摩西咁，佢系要呼召啲人系离开呢个罪嘅捆绑
，and turn to him，
回转翻去神嗰度。
And so Christ is not only Emmanuel, God with us.
基督不单止系以马内利，神与我们同在。
He comes also to reveal God to us.
佢嚟亦都去彰显神俾我哋睇
，and His salvation to us.
同时佢嘅救恩。
But that's not enough.
但这个不是只是这样的。
He has to be like a prophet to tell us to turn back to God.
他好像先知这样要告诉我们，我们要回转。
Remember the first thing that Jesus did when he came out to serve the Lord, or to serve God after he turned 30.
你知不知道耶稣所行的第一件事就是他是当他三十岁之后。
The first thing he said was, "Repent, for the kingdom of God is here."
你们要悔改，因为天国近了。
And so it parallels Moses in that way that he is coming to tell the people to turn away from their wicked ways to follow and worship God.
咁系好似摩西，好似同摩西做一个平衡，就好似系叫啲人去回转佢哋，离开佢嘅罪恶，翻到神嗰度。
The Israelites were in bondage.To Egypt, while we are in bondage to sin.
咁就好似以色列人系被捆绑喺埃及要做奴隶，咁我哋亦都系被罪所捆绑。
And then, if you notice in what we read, after Moses said all these things, he says, We are to listen to everything he says.
就是说要听从那听从那先知，凡他所向你所说的，你们都要听从。
You are to listen to everything this prophet tells you to do.
你要听从这个先知，他怎样讲你就怎样做。
And so if Jesus is able to deliver us from sin, then we must listen to him.
咁如果耶稣系可以拯救我哋从罪恶嗰度嘅话，我哋就要听从佢。
And why are there still so many people today, even after becoming Christian, still living in the bondage of sin?
咁点解今日好多基督徒仍然系被罪所捆绑呢？
You know, whether you admit it or you know of people that you know that are like that, and I'm sure you do.
或者你可能在相识的人当中，或者你自己都很清楚。
You know, and why are there still people living under the bondage of sin after being set free?
那为什么今天仍然有人仍然活在罪中，就算他们已经被释放？
I'd like to suggest to you that this is because they don't listen to the prophet Jesus.
很简单，因为可能他们没有听从这个耶稣这个先知。
They believe in him,but they don't follow him fully to the point of everything he says.
咁係冇專心咁樣去跟從。
In other words, they just say it, but they don't really submit to him.
佢哋可能係口講話信，但係佢哋唔順從。
Because if they really submit themselves to the Lord Jesus Christ and commit to follow him, then they will listen to him.Listen to everything he says.
如果他们信服也有委身的话，他会听从耶稣所说的一切，也都跟着去做。
And Peter is able to say this because he went through that.
彼得可以这么说，因为他是经历过。
Remember when he was following Jesus as a disciple, he denied Jesus because he never listened to everything he said.
就算好像彼得这么跟从耶稣，他都没有听耶稣所说的所有的。
It was until after Jesus.Forgive him, you know, after Jesus rise from the dead and forgive him three times, then he listened to everything he says.
就要等到耶稣复活咗之后，饶恕佢三次之后，跟住佢就会真心咁跟随耶稣。
And that's why you see in Acts his life took 180 degrees turnaround.
就好似喺《使徒行传》，你见到佢嘅生命好似180度咁样去有转变。
Because in verse 22 of Acts chapter 3, he says, you must listen to everything he tells you.
就好像22节这样讲，凡他向你们所说的，你们都要听从。
And so when we think about listening to Jesus, according to the Jews, Moses is a lawgiver.
咁喺对犹太人嚟讲，呢个摩西系一个颁布律法嘅。
And so if Jesus is like Moses, is he another lawgiver?
咁如果你话耶稣系好似摩西咁样，耶稣系咪有一个颁布律法嘅咧
？In some ways, yes.
喺某程度嚟讲系。
But it is not exactly what Peter is saying.
但呢个并唔系彼得所讲嘅。
Yes, we have to listen to Jesus. He tells us the word of God, which.In the Old Testament term would be the law that is given.
咁呢个听从耶稣神嘅话语，就好似系听从神嘅话语。
But as a prophet, he has this dual function.
咁呢个作为一个先知有两重嘅功能。
There is that second part which we often do not emphasize.
咁喺第二方系我哋冇去着重嘅。
That is.When you listen to him, he will bless you.
咁系当你听从佢，佢就会祝福你。
You know, one of the theme you find in the Pentateuch is that, you know, if obedience leads to blessing, and disobedience leads to cursing.
咁就喺摩西五经里边就话，你听从呢啲嘢，你就会受到呢方面嘅祝福。
And this is consistent here, even in the Old Testament, in the New Testament.
就算在新約，这个也都是很貫徹的。
So when you listen to what Jesus says, he will bless you.
你听从耶稣的话，他就会去祝福你。
And so Jesus is not only calling people to repentance, but he's telling them there is a future, there is a hope if you do well in following Jesus.
不单只是一个回转，也都在未来里面也都更有这个希望。
And so in other words, the prophets are actually lawgivers, at the same time they are grace giver.
咁不单只是颁布一个律法，他们都是给恩典的。
And Jesus exemplified this. He warns and he gives hope. And those who listen and heed what he says, they have hope.
耶稣是一个最好的例子，因为他不单只是给了一个警告，他同时他们都有这个祝福，有盼望在这里。
And Jesus, as a prophet, in John, he says, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father by me.
在约翰福音也都耶稣是这样说，我就是道路、真理、生命，也不藉着我，没有人能到父那里去。
So even in that statement, there is this warning as well as grace or hope.
同样的是有警告或者是有恩典。
Because it's, I'm the way and the truth and the life. In other words, I'm your hope, I'm your blessing. But if you don't listen, you cannot go to the Father. That's the warning.
即耶稣他讲的就话，我就是你的祝福，如果你不藉着我，你就去不到神那里。
And so he's the new Moses.
他就是一个新的摩西。
To show us the way out of bondage.
去指向一条道路，去离开这个捆绑。
And to give us the new life in the new promised land.
他又给你一个新的生命和一个新的应许之地。
And he came to give us this message, which is the truth.
这个就是他给你的信息，就是一个真理。
And this is grace.
这个都是恩典。
See, grace is needed to show us how we can be saved.
这个恩典就给你看到是怎样去得救。
Because on our own, we will never know how to understand or know how to be saved.
靠你自己，我们不知道怎样去得救。
And grace is needed for someone to show us that way back to God himself.
恩典就是有人告诉我们听条道路怎样回到神那里。
And the warning here by Peter is that in verse 23 is that anyone who does not listen to him will be completely cut off from among his people.
第23节，凡不听从那先知的必要从民中全然灭绝。
In other words, if you don't hear to what he says, you'll be separated from those who listen.
如果你不听从的话，你就会跟听从的人去分开。
And so it's very clear that we need this prophet Jesus to tell us what to do.
我们需要听耶稣这个先知告诉我们。
And where to go.
也都是去哪里。
Because there is this broad way that everybody wants to go on.
是一条阔的路，是人人都想去。
But this narrow way, no one can tell us or show us except him.
但这个窄路就没人告诉你听，除了耶稣之外。
And we know that the broad way leads to death and the narrow way leads to life.
这个阔的路就走向死亡，这个窄的路走向生命。
And Jesus is sent by God as the prophet to tell us and to show us how to get there.
耶稣这个先知就是神所委派，也都告诉你怎样去。
You know, if suppose there is a strip of land in Saudi Arabia, and suppose it was covered with landmines,
就好像一块地，好像在沙特阿拉伯咁样，是布满晒地雷啊。
And as a soldier, you know the way through the strip of land so that you would not step on any of these landmines and blow yourself up.
作为一个士兵，你系知道应该行点样条路，你就唔会踩到地雷。
And then there are people who are trying to escape from the war and they want to go through this piece of land or this strip of land.
咁有啲人要为咗避难缘故，可能要经过呢块地。
And he offers to take you through that.
呢个就好似佢话俾听，我可以带你行呢条路。
But you say I don't need you.
但你就话我唔需要你。
I can do it myself.
我可以自己行。
And then you walk a few steps.
你可以行几步。
And then you hit and step on the landmine.
跟住你就踩中地雷啦。
What happens to you?
咁你嘅后果系点咧？
There's no time for you to regret.
你冇機會去到後悔。
There's even no chance for you to shout, God help me.
亦都冇機會去講神啊幫我。
See, Jesus comes and tells us this so that we have that chance.
耶穌就對我哋嚟講就話我哋有機會。
That we can get into the promised land.
我哋可以去到呢個應許之地。
Because in this life on earth, there is a lot of landmines that can kill us.
在個地上的生命可能有很多地雷可以是令我們喪失生命。
Even if they don't kill us, they will put us in prison.
或者是不立刻殺死我們，但可能將我們放在監獄。
But it will eventually kill us because we will never get into the promised land.
可能最至最後都會令我們去死，因為我們去不到這個應許之地。
And only this prophet can do so.
唯有這個先知可以這樣做。
And Christmas reminds us that God can be trusted because he fulfilled the prophecies about him.
这个圣诞节 是神是可以相信的，因为他是实验了他的预言。
Christ is the one can lead us out of these landmines.
耶稣基督就可能带领我们离开这些地雷。
He provided for us a way out.
他给我们一条出路。
He given us his son to remove the sin from our punishment.
他是差派他的儿子能够将来到使我们涂抹我们的罪。
And that's not only he gave, only thing that he gave.
这个并不是他唯一所做唯一所给的。
Right now, he also gave us his scriptures and his spirit.
他还给了我们一个圣经和他的灵。
And the scriptures is the law that tells us where to go, what to do.
这个圣经就好像律法咁样话俾你听，应该点样做。
And the Spirit, which is the Spirit of Jesus, tells us where to go.
咁这个灵好似耶稣嘅灵，话俾你听点样去。
So that we will not miss the way.
我哋就唔会离开咗呢条道路。
That's why we need to listen to His Word and His Spirit.
所以你要听从佢嘅话语同埋呢个圣灵。
And so.Jesus Christ is like the prophet Moses.
咁耶稣就好似呢个先知摩西咁样。
He wants to tell us what to do and where to go.
话你我哋听，亦都系话俾我哋去边。
But we must listen to him.
但系你都要听从佢。
Don't be like those who don't listen even after they become a believer.
就唔好似一啲就算佢哋信咗主之后，亦都唔听从。
So be one who follows him. 100%, because this is what God commands of us. Love Him with all your whole being.
咁用你嘅全人咁样去爱耶稣，系一个全心咁跟随主。
Secondly, these prophecies are part of a promise of God to Abraham.
咁呢个第二点就系讲关于呢个对亚伯拉罕嘅一个应许咁样一个约。
And it is all is spoken by all the prophets throughout the Jewish records of the Bible.
所有呢先知都有讲嘅。
And so Jesus coming reveals to us that without God, we cannot live a holy life.
咁耶稣嘅嚟到就系话我哋唔可以靠住自己去过一个圣洁嘅生命。
Because we know that people can hear the gospel, they can hear the word of God.Many, many times, but they still cannot believe or they cannot follow him.
他们可以听了福音很多次，但他们可以不信或者不去跟从。
They need Jesus himself to help them to walk in the way.
所以耶稣要亲自帮他们行这条路。
And that's why Jesus left his spirit with us to help us.
所以耶稣是摆下他的灵去帮助我们。
And in verse 26, we read that when God raised up his servant, he sent him first to you to bless you.
他说神既兴起他的仆人，就先差到你们这里来，赐福给你们。
How? He says, by turning each of you from your wicked ways.
是怎样做呢？就说各人要回转，离开你们的邪恶。
And notice it's by turning each of you. Who does the turning?
那是哪一个去回转呢？
It's God himself.
是神。
His Spirit does that work.
他的灵去到做这些工作。
On our own, we cannot.
咁靠着我哋自己，我哋无能做到。
And that's what I mean by when the Spirit is helping us. It is the Spirit that enables us to do the things he calls us to do and to obey him.
咁呢个就系圣灵系帮助我哋能够去听从佢。
See, God has graciously given up himself for us.
咁神系好有恩典咁样俾咗佢自己我哋。
And he has also graciously given us his spirit so that we can live the holy life like him.
咁佢亦都好有恩赐咁样俾佢嘅灵，令到我哋可以过一个圣洁嘅生活。
And at this time, not all those who heard Peter's message has turned from their wickedness.
咁唔系所有人听到彼得呢个信息之后就去离开佢哋嘅罪恶。
Because they haven't believed yet.
因为佢哋仲未信。
And this ability to turn and live a holy life is only when they are willing to give themselves to Jesus Christ.
咁系当我哋去俾全然咁样俾咗耶稣，佢哋先至有呢个能力。
Then the Spirit comes and lives in us.
跟住就圣灵就会嚟到佢哋嘅当中。
And gives us that power to live that holy life.
亦都俾咗一个能力佢哋去过一个圣洁嘅生活。
And this grace has been received by faith.
呢个恩典系要藉着信。
That's why I always say that, you know, sanctification is the work of the Holy Spirit.
所以我话呢个成圣系一个圣灵嘅工作。
We are just the cooperators, or we cooperate with the Holy Spirit to live out this sanctified life.
我哋要同呢个圣灵去合作，系要过一个圣洁嘅生活。
He's the one working in us, but we must participate. If we just hear and listen, and then we don't participate, nothing can change in our lives.
我哋系需要去参与，系当然系圣灵嘅能力。咁但系如果唔系嘅话，我哋就乜嘢都冇改变到。
So salvation is the work of God Himself and nothing to do with us. We just believe by faith. But sanctification, our part is to participate in that process.
救恩咧系神嘅工作，系我哋冇份。但系呢个成圣嘅生活，我哋需要去参与。
And that's why when we listen, we must act on it.
如果我哋听从嘅话，你亦都有行动。
And when we act on it, then we will receive the blessing of God.
有行动嘅话，我哋就会得到神嘅祝福。
In Acts 15:9, at the end of the verse, Peter says, "He purified their hearts by faith."
咁系呢个成圣嘅人系会同得基业嘅。
And faith is the instrument to access God's sanctifying power through the Spirit.
呢个信心系作为一个工具咁样去帮助我哋成圣。
Then we have the grace or the strength to turn away from wickedness.
我哋会有呢个恩典，要有能力去到转力离开我哋嘅罪恶。
And we also see this in Acts 26:18 at the end of verse when it says, "Those who are sanctified by faith in me, that is Jesus."
都系靠着我系成圣嘅。
So it's faith.It's not willpower.
不是我们的意志，是信心。
See, faith is needed for belief as well as sanctification.
咁信心是需要作为一个相信，亦都作为一个成圣。
And sanctification is the process of turning away from sin and temptations.
咁呢个成圣呢，作为一个过程咁样去令到我哋离开个引诱。
And do.What God calls us to do.
去做神所呼召我们所做的。
So Jesus coming is not just to save us and warn us and give us a hope, but at the same time, he leaves behind his spirit to empower us to overcome sin.
耶稣来，他已经完成他的救赎的工作，但他同一时间也都是给了圣灵我们能够可以继续给我们有这个能力。
So in other words, we can live without having to sin.
咁我即系话我哋可以活着系冇呢个罪恶。
Because we have the ability through the power of the Holy Spirit in us.
因为靠住神呢个圣灵嘅能力喺我哋当中。
You know, because often you hear people say this. He says, you know, When you read the gospel and you look at Jesus Christ, what Jesus did, and then we will say, oh, because he's the Son of God, he can do it, I cannot do it.
咁好，好多时候你听到人咁讲，啊，耶稣所行嘅事情，或者佢喺福音所做嘅，系佢可以做到，因为佢系神嘅儿子，我唔系。
And then that become our excuse not to do anything.
咁呢个就成为我哋嘅藉口，系乜都唔做。
Or that become our excuse to continue to live in the same way as we did before.
咁好似成为一个藉口，我哋继续过我哋自己嘅生活。
But Paul says that the same Spirit which raises up Jesus from the dead lives in you.
佢话呢个圣灵系将耶稣从死里去复活嘅，亦都系同一个灵系住喺我哋当中。
In other words, this Spirit has power over death and sin.
这个圣灵嘅能力系有系胜过死亡。
So we actually have no excuse if really we believe that the Spirit lives in us to continue to live in sin.
我哋系冇一个藉口，我哋活着，但系仍然活喺罪当中。
It is just our flesh. It's just our desire, selfish desire to live that way to satisfy the lustful desires we have in our flesh.
系我哋嘅肉体，我哋亦都系渴望呢个罪恶呢个私心。
And Christmas is the fulfillment of all the prophecies about Jesus that is said about him.
这个圣诞节就是关于耶稣所有的预言都是一一这样实现。
And the implication is that God can be trusted.
咁所学的功课就是说神是可信的。
And so when God through his son says that his spirit lives in us, we must believe that he lives in us.
咁是藉着神的灵他活在我们当中。
And because he lives in us, we can overcome sin.
因为这样的缘故，我们是可以去胜过罪恶。
And so this is how Jesus as a prophet is different from the prophet Moses.
这个就是这样，耶稣作为一个先知是跟摩西是不同的。
He is much more better and powerful than Moses.
他是比摩西更加好，更加有能力。
Moses could not help the people from sinning against God in the wilderness.
咁呢个喺摩西冇办法帮助百姓系离开罪恶，喺旷野当中。
But God, the Son of God, He has power to help us to overcome sin and temptation in this world.
咁神嘅儿子系有呢个能力，系令到我哋系胜过呢个罪恶。
And so we need to listen to Him.
我哋需要听从佢。
We need to believe in Him.
我哋需要相信佢。
You know, when Moses came to before Pharaoh,
摩西来到法老面前
he says to Pharaoh, he says, "Let my people go."
他对这个法老讲就话，让我的民离开。
And he also says to Pharaoh that the reason is so that they may worship God.
他说，放我的民离开，所以等他们可以敬拜侍奉神。
And Jesus came is to let sinners go as well.
咁呢个耶稣嚟到，亦都好似话释放呢啲罪人
，so that they can worship God.
所以佢哋可以能够去敬拜神。
And how can we worship God?
我哋点样敬拜神呢
？That is by listening to Jesus.
呢个就系听从耶稣。
By letting Jesus come into our life first.
是被耶稣来到你生命当中
by letting him be the guide and the shepherd of our soul
咁是他是成为我们生命的一个牧人
and letting his spirit enable us to live that righteous and holy life
用他的圣灵令到我们过一个公义圣洁的生活
this is all given to us freely
这个是给我们是白白的给我们
all we have to do is trust him
我们所需要的是相信他
Trust him that he is gracious and powerful enough to set us free from this bondage and penalty of sin.
相信他是有这个恩典，也有能力，是要令我们从最终这个释放。
And all we have to do is to plunge in 100% by believing him and receiving this gift.
我们是全然地相信他，也接受这个礼物。
Acknowledging that we are sinners.
咁要知道我哋系罪人
，repent of our sins，
我哋要悔改
，and receive that forgiveness，
去到得到呢个赦免
，offered by him，
呢个被佢所赦免啊。
You know， I don't know how many of you here has done that。
我唔知道你在座当中有几多人系咁样做过。
Some of you may not， some of you have。
有啲人系做过，有啲人冇做。
And those who have。 If you are not 100% plunged in doing following Jesus and believing in Him, maybe Christmas time is the best time to do it.
或者在座當中沒有好似是全心全意去跟從耶穌的話，那是藉著這個聖誕節可以這樣做。
And those who do not know Him, Christmas is also a good time to do it.
那也是，如果你未聽從、未信耶穌的話，那是在這個聖誕節是一個最好的時候。
You know, in 1993, in the October issue of Life magazine,
咁喺1993年喺十月嘅一個生命嘅雜誌裏邊
，there was a picture that captured or shows three teenage boys jumping from a 30-foot high cypress branch into a pond in Louisiana。
咁係一幅圖畫，係關於三個呢啲年輕人，佢哋係喺一個柏樹嗰度，係30尺，係跳落去一個池塘裏邊。
And the picture captured each of them jumping in a differentthat portray the different kinds of confidence they have when they were trying to jump into the pool.
三個人都有不同的姿勢，三個人也都提到他們的信心是怎樣跳下去。
And so the first one showed the least confidence.
第一個是他是有最少的信心。
He jumped in feet first, knees bent and legs spread, and his arms were flapping like a drunken stalk.About to make a crash landing.
咁第一個佢跳到好似一個飲醉酒嘅一個殼咁樣，佢係嗰個腳係先係入水嘅，咁佢亦都隻手好似係咁可以拍下拍下咁樣。
In other words, when he takes the plunge, he has no confidence about what's going to happen next.
佢跳入水就好似佢哋冇呢個信心，佢唔知道下一步會點樣。
And the second.Plunge in first, with his head first.
咁係第二個入水嘅姿勢，佢係個頭去入水先。
And his arms spread stiffly straight and like the wings of an airplane, like in this way.
佢話隻手係好僵硬，就好似一個飛機個姿勢咁樣。
And his head is slightly duck to the right.
佢嘅頭係略略偏右。
As if he's approaching the runway against a side wind.
咁好似一個飛機落跑道，但係吹歪咗咁樣。
And come to get this over with quickly.
佢想係好快咁樣去做。
And then the third.
第三個。
He also dived with his head first into the water.
佢都係個頭係入水嘅。
But he's not hurrying.
但係佢唔係好趕急。
To reach the water.
去到水嗰度。
He's floating in the air.
佢喺空中可以漂浮嘅。
His head is up, even though he's facing down.
佢嘅抬頭，就算佢係向住地下。
His body is in a relaxed arch.
佢話佢嘅身體係好似一個柔軟嘅弧度。
Both knees slightly bent.
兩隻腳可以少少彎曲。
Slightly apart.
微微分開。
But his arm were straight.
但係佢嘅手係直嘅。
Hanging from his shoulder in a upside down V shape.
咁好似一個 V 字形，但係調轉嘅。
Poised and self-assured.
咁係好有呢個自信。
As playful as an acrobat on the flying trapeze.
就好似一個耍雜技嗰啲人。
He knows exactly where he is.
佢知道佢係喺邊度。
And it appears he's waiting until the last moment to lift his arms.
佢直至最後尾嘅時刻，先至去舉起嘅手
，duck his head，
低頭
，and slip into the water，
去插入水嗰度。
You know, and someone who actually saw this picture, he commented it this way.
咁有人睇到呢幅圖畫就係咁樣講。
No matter their kinesthetic style, a sense or style,
無論佢哋嗰個動覺嘅姿勢係點樣。
Each of these three boys did a challenging thing.
呢三個小朋友都係做咗一個好艱難嘅事情。
They took a scary leap.
佢哋做咗一個好驚嚇嘅一個跳。
Granted, high dives into country back waters aren't always wise.
你去到啲鄉下呢啲池塘去跳水，並唔係一個聰明嘅選擇。
But he says, sometimes to follow God, we must take a similar leap.
但有時候我哋相信跟從神嘅時候，我哋都要有呢個信心。
No matter how we start, no matter how we end, it is a leap of faith.
無論我哋點樣開頭，點樣嘅結束，我哋都係一個信心嘅跳躍。
When we do that, we'll find that the kingdom of God is in the pond.
咁無論係點樣，我哋都會睇到神嘅國就喺個池塘嗰度。
The gift of God is offered to you through His Son Jesus.
神俾嘅禮物係藉著耶穌。
But it has to be accepted by this leap of faith.
但係需要有呢個信心嘅一個接納。
Because if you don't, you'll never get it.
因為如果你唔咁樣做嘅話，你永遠都攞唔到。
You'll never be blessed by Him.
你永遠係得唔到佢嘅祝福。
And so as I end here, I want to pose a question to all.
咁作為一個結束，我想問一條問題。
For both those who have not become Christian and those who have.
對未信嘅或者對信咗嘅。
Because we may claim that we believe, but we may not believe fully in the Lord.
我哋可能信佢，但我哋唔係全然咁去信佢。
That's why we don't see changes in our lives.
所以我哋睇唔到我哋嘅生命有改變。
Will you believe fully in the God who had given you His Son Jesus Christ 2,000 years ago on Christmas Day?
咁喺呢個2000年前喺聖誕節嗰日，你相唔相信呢個神係全然咁俾佢兒子你
？And if you want to, and if you believe already, then you need to live a life that is holy, like He is holy.
咁你信咗主嘅，你要過一個聖潔嘅生活，就好似因為佢係聖潔嘅。
And so may I leave this question with you to pray and think about when you are alone before the Lord.
咁我留翻呢條問題俾你，咁你亦都去翻去禱告，亦都去細心咁去諗。
Let's pray.
我一低頭禱告。
神啊，我哋求你嘅話語同我哋說咗話啦，求你幫助我哋可以回答呢個問題喺我哋私人嘅時間入邊。求神你嘅聖靈幫助我哋，帶領我哋做一個好嘅決定。奉主耶穌名求，阿門。